What is up, guys? Welcome to The Rundown, presented by us, PTF. We're here for our season finale. We got our special guest in the building today, our boy Vincent.
What it do?
Gonna join us in our conversation today about SoundCloud rappers, how they're helping us in the hip-hop community, how they're hurting us in the hip-hop community. You know, we'll get all into all of that. My name is David.
I'm Jared.
And this is The Rundown. Alright, so I think we should break this down in like two parts, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can do one half, maybe talking about how like SoundCloud rap, and just SoundCloud as a platform in general, has like helped the hip-hop community, and then later on we can talk about, you know, how it's kind of, its negative effects that we're seeing. So, I mean, just starting with Vincent, like, what do you think like SoundCloud rap has brought to the to hip-hop in general? And like, let's like just say like hip-hop has actually become the number one genre in America this last year, and I think a big part of that is due to like the whole the mainstream that appeal that rap is taking, and I think SoundCloud is a big part of that. But I mean, like, what do you think other than that, like, what is SoundCloud as a platform, or like just SoundCloud rappers in general, bringing to the table that you think is actually worth, like, you know, giving them the props for?
I think SoundCloud, as any other platform, it just allows for a lot of accessibility, which just puts out all this material, which is, again, like you said, part of the reason why sound or hip hop has become the number one genre in America, you said?
Yeah, in the US.
Yeah, so it allows you to see this material so much easier. It allows you to gain access to it. And it's sort of a balance of quality over quantity, because you can go on SoundCloud, you can type in anything and find a new sound that you like or any new artists and stick onto them like that. And you can also go on and have a terrible day and find some of the worst rap you've ever heard in your life. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, like, Jared, we've been talking about this, you know, like how like you can see that a lot of the like SoundCloud rappers that have come up and come down in the past couple of years, you were saying like how bigger names don't tend to fall off in the way that like people that have grown in the past couple of years due to SoundCloud have. Like, I don't know, can you like expand on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, like the Kendricks, the Coles, they've been here since what, 2009 probably, you know, since the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And they're still going. They got a lot of stamina in the rap game, I guess you could say. But like these new guys coming up, you know, Juice WRLD, all these guys, they just stick to that one sound.
Right.
And it seems like they just throw stuff to the wall and sees what sticks, you know, and then they'll just keep doing that.
Right.
Like Lil Pump, you know, I think he knows that he can't make like a good album, so he just makes a bunch of bangers into an album. And that's what sticks, you know, just bangers. Mm-hmm. He can't make any like good storytelling albums and stuff. And
yeah.
No one would go to Lil Pump for an album that's deep, that makes you want to think, mm-hmm. you know? You only go to Lil Pump to get hyped up.
I think the perception of each artist is different as well. Like, for a SoundCloud rapper, they've built this image for themselves. They're doing Zans all the time. They're SoundCloud rappers. When you say the word SoundCloud rapper, I think everyone can find an image in their head that they know.
Right.
And like you said, they find this sound and stick to it. Whereas with the big names, they're respected. I think they can be respected by everyone for what they're putting out. They're
right.
putting out art, whereas these SoundCloud rappers, they're just trying to make a living.
Right. And I remember I was having this conversation with a couple of people in one of my classes. They were talking about like hip hop being the number one genre in America, like what are the factors that give into that? And one of the things that came up was like, yeah, you know, like the whole SoundCloud rap is like, it's easy to get behind, and like, you know, like, oh, here's an upcoming guy, like everybody loves the underdog, you know, and so has seen these names like the Juice WRLDs, the X's, the Ski Masks, the Trippie Reds, all those artists, they're just like, especially because they're in like cities and areas that like aren't as like well known as like the New York cities, the LA, Chicago, like where the big names come from. And so I think just being the aspect of being like the underdog and stuff is like easy to get behind, and so people are like, oh, I'm supporting my local artist, my local rapper. And but like I one of the things that I mentioned in the conversation was just that I feel like now it's less about being like an artist and like representing your city, and more about like just adding to this like picture of what the SoundCloud rapper is, living like a reckless lifestyle, you know, abusing drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. And it's become more of like a social symbol, and like they do it more for the status and the attention that they're gonna get from it, rather than, you know, I actually want to create something that, you know, people will look at it and like, this is an art. So I mean, there's a lot of different factors that I think are like, there's good things about SoundCloud and bad things, but I think now it's shifting in a way, and that's why it's more appealing to everyone, because it's like something that like anyone can do it, and you're cool if you are participating and stuff like that. But I mean, that's what I think.
Who do you think influenced it?
Well, I think the people that got big early on were the ones that like pioneered it. Okay. But I think it all comes out of like SoundCloud being what it is, you know, being the YouTube of music, basically, where anyone can put anything up. And it's like now producing music is not hard, you know, making beats is not hard, rapping, it's not hard. And kind of like the startup investment that you have to make to get into those things is lower than it's ever been in history.
Yeah.
And I only expect it to get even cheaper. I mean, we're seeing a lot of like tech coming up, so where you can like finish a whole song on your phone and just stuff like that. Like a lot of like music purists are probably saying like, oh, people shouldn't have the opportunity, you know, because they're not like trained, and everything they release is not going to be up to par with what they consider to be like the standard in terms of quality that these artists are releasing. But I think if you take that away and you take this like affordable way to get into music and stuff, we're just going to keep getting a lot of the same thing. Like a lot of the big names are like developing a lot. Like for example, Tyler the Creator, I think what he's been doing is his last couple albums, like it's been a journey, and you can tell that it's been a journey. Yeah. It's not just like one day he decided I'm going to make this album and there we had something different. You know, there are spontaneous moments in everyone's music, but just for him as an example, he's been one of those artists that's been able to, you know, curate and find his sound without trying too hard to, you know, fit in sort of thing. Because he's always been kind of like the outsider, you know, from his early work, like everybody was calling out for his lyrical content and stuff like that. But now everybody's like congratulating him for his lyrical content and his production, you know. So it's all, I think the traditional sense of what the artist should be like is like kind of diminishing, but I don't know.
Well, using Tyler as an example, do you think any of the SoundCloud rappers can do that? Like change up their whole style to the point where people just ignore the early parts of their career and then like, wow, you're doing this now and you're such a great artist. Do you think that'll ever happen to any of them?
I feel like, sorry to interrupt, but like,
no, you get,
that's the whole thing with SoundCloud. They have this occult following, and that's what makes SoundCloud SoundCloud. Like, you have like these Lil Uzi fans that are diehard Lil Uzi fans, and like some songs of Lil Uzi I can get behind, but I just sometimes don't understand how they just flock to all of his music.
Okay.
And music is subjective, of course, so it's all in the ear of the beholder, if that's even a saying. But you know, I don't know.
It's gatekeeping.
It's,
you know?
It's really,
yeah,
at least for a SoundCloud rapper, it's hard to change up a sound like that when you have this occult following that knows you for your sound. Like, if Playboi Carti started hitting us with some lyrical masterpieces, I think
it wouldn't fit him.
It wouldn't
fit
him.
I get what you're saying, but then we also have to realize, like, there's people like going back to Tyler the Creator, like, when he did his first, what was, like, three three albums or something, people were like, this guy's never gonna change. You know, you were able to see some sort of like lyrical development within his work, and he was like getting more mature, I'd say, but no one probably expected like a Flower Boy or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but he's still revered as like one of the best, you know, at the moment.
I think it's a little bit of both, because in like Bastard and Goblin, like Tyler has always been a lyrical, he's super lyrical. Yeah, he raps over these hard 90s beats with this super deep voice and this like captivating flow, and he rhymes with things that you've never thought you could rhyme before. But you see his evolution from Bastard to Goblin, and then Wolf was sort of next step, like
it seemed like he took that. It was an artistic
step.
You see the character.
And I definitely see parts of, let's go after Wolf into Cherry Bomb, like fucking Young Perfect, like you
too
definitely
young, right?
See that in Flower Boy. Like I see, I can see songs on each of his previous albums sort of being expanded upon into his next album.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
Flower Boy was all about emotion, and then Igor just honed in on that emotion of love and like this complex relationship of like, what is it called? A Stockholm Syndrome. That's basically what the entire album is about. How it's a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, but like before, now we can look back on it and say like, oh, okay, this song led it up to like this album. But like in the moment, like when you're releasing the music, like you're like, well, what is this song? Because it really feels out of context within the just like the general, I guess, the constraints of the album itself.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but like I'm saying, I think there's a lot of room for like SoundCloud rappers like Lil Uzi and Playboi Carti and others of their type to grow. I think and I think we're starting to see that, especially with what Tyler did, and we keep coming back to Tyler, but what he did was important by using Lil Uzi Vert and Playboi Carti and all these other names in ways that you probably wouldn't have expected them. Like,
I didn't even know Uzi was on the beginning of Igor.
So I'm assuming, that was Uzi singing on the first, the opening track.
Igor's theme,
Igor's theme. And so
Carti on Earthquake.
Yeah, and I think Carti was the closest thing we had to, like, a feature.
Yeah.
Like,
Kanye was
like,
on the album too, though.
Yeah, but I don't think Kanye's part was more like a skit rather than like,
I guess you
know what I'm saying? Like the quality and how it was used within the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
very artistic. Yeah. Which was like sort of a. I mean, I don't listen enough Carti, so I can't really judge. But like, it felt like a step up for Carti as well to be this melodic rap that feels like some part of something bigger.
Yeah.
So.
And I personally think that he definitely killed that verse.
For sure.
In you know, the song itself and how everything like rolls out, I do think he did a very good job on his delivery. I think it was a little bit like safe, I'd say. Like I feel like he does have the potential, Carti, to expand on his sound, because he has a very unique sound, I'd say. And there's a lot of people that have helped him grab that sound, like Pierre Bourne and stuff like that, producing his beats. But I feel much in the similar way, like Tyler, he could develop from that stage, because Tyler did start with like a niche following, and like a lot of other people, like Kanye West started out as just being a producer, and people were like, yo, we just want you for the beats. A lot of labels turned him down because they just wanted his beats and instrumentals, and they weren't too keen on having him rap. But you know, once they gave him chance, now he's considered one of the greatest of all time, you know what I'm saying? So and Kanye, as an example, he's been able to evolve his sound a lot over time, through the 7-8 albums that he has.
Yeah, I think 9 of them. But
9.
None of them even sound the same, except The Life of Pablo, which is probably just, like, he puts everything into one album, just, you know, from all his other
albums. I don't know. I feel like, I do see, like, there's total like oversaturation is being a big problem now, but I don't necessarily think that that's a problem of like SoundCloud rap. I just think now that we're able to make music easier, and like there's less of like it's not a money thing anymore. Like it's changing how we think of music, and I do think it's lowered the standards, but
I feel like it's a little bit of a good and a bad thing, because right. like since now it's not about getting out of the slums and like making it like with any like football star or like any athlete, it's like it was sort of the same thing before, but now we either get the rappers that are doing it for fame, or we get the rappers that are doing it to put their art somewhere. Right. And they want to get their art out there, and they want to be artistic, whereas, like, or you want to be a SoundCloud rapper.
Like Chance right. the Rapper, you know, yeah. he used SoundCloud, but he's, I think he makes his music way more serious than the other kind of SoundCloud rappers going yeah. out there.
You There's know, a so. Definite difference, yeah. for sure.
So
yeah, no, I think, like, what you were saying earlier, like, about kind of them being SoundCloud rappers kind of, like, puts them in a box that they have a really hard time to get out of.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's several artists that we've seen that like have, I don't know, we could call them mid-career crises, where they just completely do like a 180, and they're like, okay, this is what I need to think about. And I feel like, I personally think that anyone has the potential to make a great album, but you really have to be 100% in it. Like, you have to be making it, and it has to be 100% you, and it has to, people need to be able to hear that when they listen to the album. And that's why I think people like Lil Pump and like
just feels generic.
It just feels very generic, and it doesn't feel authentic. Regardless if he does the stuff he says in his songs or not, it just, you can tell that there's a lot more influence on him than he's having influence on the music.
And I think he's just, and this goes for most of them too, they're just living in the moment, you know. They don't really yeah. care about like what's gonna happen in 10 years. It's just right now, this space, time, I'm gonna make my money and then get rich, you know. And
like I
just
said before though, they also have to keep up this image of yeah. a SoundCloud rapper, mm-hmm. and sort of this vicious cycle where even if they did want to break out of that SoundCloud block, that box, they'd have to, it's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah, because when I yeah. see like Lil Pump like talking about his like emotions or whatever, his feelings, I don't even think he's telling the truth. Exactly. You know what I mean? He doesn't yeah. seem like a sincere kind of person. So when you see him on Instagram crying about X, you know, you don't believe it. You know, mm-hmm. it's just like, well, you're just doing it for the clout kind mm-hmm. of thing. So
yeah, and kind of like speaking on the thing about like the whole sad, depressed emo sound that's been like taking over, I feel like it's become a bandwagon of sorts. Like,
for sure.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway, we could write a rap song right now about a heartbreak relationship that yeah. none of us went through, and it could be number one, and people are gonna interview us and say, oh, well, what does it relate to? And then we can't necessarily give, you know, specifics. Same way with much of these artists, where you ask them about it and they just like, I feel like most of the time I don't really watch interviews that much because they're a little disappointing in yeah. my opinion. Just the fact that like a lot of people seem to over exaggerate their struggle and their personal struggles and stuff like that to get them to a point where they can make people believe that their music means something.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than like being honest and saying like, hey, I didn't really go through this, but I'm writing this because I know this is a problem in society or something like that. And I mean, it really just comes down to what your motives are, I think. Like, there's always gonna be SoundCloud rappers. If SoundCloud stays the way it is, there's always going to be the people that want to bring more than just the trap song that's going to be forgotten in 3 months. Like, I don't know. But as it is, like, now, I just see, like, it's easy to get into the game, but, like, because of how SoundCloud has exploded, it's made it, like, that much harder to, like,
it's both easy yeah, and it's super difficult right. to get in the game.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. It could say, like, I don't know. It's, like, I personally use SoundCloud, and I started on SoundCloud. But, you know, using SoundCloud as a platform for me, like, I kind of did get that idea. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I need to start making things that are generic so they can pick up traction. But when you really come to think about it, and I think this is something that every artist just has to have this conversation with themselves, you know, just look in the mirror and say, like, hey, this is the legacy that I'm leaving behind. You know what I'm saying? And, like, is this something that, like, in 10 years I'm going to be, like, proud of? Like, you know, what's funny for me, and I actually wrote about this in an essay. It's kind of funny. Well, we were asked to write about something that was overrated. And so I just wrote about popular music, and I talked about how like new rappers, like they're reaching the same amount of discography, I guess, how many albums they have as like people that have been in the game 10 years plus. Like I was saying, like Gunna probably has like, I believe he has like 7-8 albums.
Are you serious?
Like, and he's Kanye, only been he's Jeez. And same as Kanye, and he's only been in the game for 3, 4, maybe 5 years. And you know,
quantity over quality.
Yeah, I do think that that's become the mindset, but I don't necessarily think, I think it gets to the point when it's not necessarily them, but it's like in order for them to stay relevant, they need to continuously release them because of the quality of their music is not able to hold up on its own over time.
It's a difficult, it's, what is that, supply demand? It's just like the more you put out, the less quality it is, but the less, the more quality they put out, the less quantity, and therefore they become less relevant. It's it's awful.
And yeah, it just keeps going in this cycle. But then I think, like I said, if I were an artist that, like, say I came out of SoundCloud or something like that, and I can start to see I'm falling into this trap, you know, I just have to continuously release albums, mixtapes, whatever, do features to get, you know, A, my paycheck, B, support my lifestyle, and see, you know, just continue to keep this image and, you know, not have to go back to whatever I was before I started rap. But if you're able to grow a big enough following, I think having the courage to really just turn around and develop your sound and say, hey, like, starting today, I'm not going to be working on the next generic trap album. I'm going to be working on an album that, you know, it uses parts of that and it still appeals to some of that, but it's me and it's 100% me, and it's not this guy, it's not this guy, and I'm not just bringing him in for a feature because I know it's going to make money. But you know what I'm saying? And that's what I really liked about Igor as an album, was he was bringing in numerous people that we didn't even know about, probably a lot that we still don't know about, and he was using him in ways that, like, we were like scratching our heads thinking, like, well, why did he bring him in for that? Like, he could have brought someone who specialized in that, like in Uzi's verse or like his hook that he's sang in Igor's theme. I was like, if that's really him, like, why didn't he just go to someone that, like, sang, you know? He could have gone to numerous other, like, singers that are, in my opinion,
he could have got Frank
more he could have brought Frank in.
That's the thing about Tyler, though. I watched the Flower Boy documentary. That man has a way of just making a track and knowing exactly who to put on. He's just super good with that. He just, oh, that voice, that belongs here, that belongs there. And like on Flower Boy, he almost didn't get, he didn't get most of the features that he wanted, but it still somehow turned to as one of his best albums. So I don't know, a little bit of luck and skill combined.
And I mean, but then I think that's like the motivation that people need now. It's probably the motivation Uzi needs to finish Eternal Take. It's the motivation that Cardi needs if he hasn't started his next album yet, you know. It's the motivation that a lot of artists need. I was looking at some of the things. If you look at, I don't know, he posted a picture with like friends of Igor, and it had a bunch of buttons with all the names that were on it. And he had Slow Tie on there. I'm pretty sure you guys don't know who that is, but he's a rapper in the UK.
Okay.
And this guy, he actually dropped his debut around the same time, but either a couple weeks before, a couple weeks after Igor. And you listen to his album and you're like, how the heck did this guy even make it on Igor? Like, he's extremely, like, intense, aggressive, UK drill type stuff. And then you put him, but apparently he provided background vocals.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So so I think this whole thing, and it kind of changes, like, as a musician myself, it kind of changes how I think of music in a way where it's not just like, okay, here's what the guideline and here's the puzzle that I need to make sure I always fit and like make, but it's more like, okay, here's what the puzzle that everybody else is making, how can I make mine relate to that but have it be my own, you know what I'm saying?
Put your own stamp,
like, yeah, own make sure that you're able to establish yourself, because let's be honest, most of the artists these days are just modeling after the greats of their same, you know, the Gunna's, Lil Baby's, they're all Young Thug's children, you know what I'm saying? So,
there's nothing wrong with that.
There's wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, in terms of if you actually want, like, have a desire to grow as an artist, that's not necessarily the best way.
Yeah, I'll relate it to sports again, because I see a lot of parallel in that. Like, Kobe was always MJ's little, he's just a carbon copy. But he found a way to put his own, make his own legacy. Like, yeah, he almost did exactly everything the same as MJ, but he's Kobe, and he's the only Kobe, and that's what people know him for. So that's, I feel like Gunna and all Lil Baby, all those guys, they, that's what they need to do. They need to, because they have talent for sure. They just need to be able to put their own fingerprints on their own stuff.
And I mean, just another question I want to bring up, just because like the SoundCloud thing and being a SoundCloud rapper has gotten like really global, almost to the point where I'm pretty sure most people know a SoundCloud rapper or something like that. I do know a couple. But do you think at like that point where those people that become SoundCloud rappers and decide to take that journey, do you feel like we as like consumers of music should have that responsibility to maybe help them start off on the right foot, or even support them in general, even if they're not necessarily something that you think is going to grow artistically,
like our local rappers, like slide up and follow my SoundCloud. I don't know, as me personally, I feel like I don't necessarily owe anyone anything,
right?
But I as a music listener, I will always want to give someone a chance, because you never know when the next big thing is there. Right. Like, because I honestly like finding those underground artists that are super good and super talented, but it's like that battle where like, why should I listen to your nasty SoundCloud rap that probably sounds the same thing as every other SoundCloud rapper, but I'll still listen to it. I'll try to see if it's different, but that's the thing with SoundCloud. It's all about perception, and like, if you fail that perception, the first, what's the term I'm thinking?
Like, I don't know, like, what people think
about your first perception of it. If it's, if I don't like it, I'm probably not gonna listen again. It's a hit or miss, basically.
Yeah, and I think SoundCloud's getting to the point where it's like a really disposable platform. Like, you think of everything there as like, oh, if I don't like this, I'll find something else. So I don't necessarily need to like listen to an artist's entire discography. I can just listen to one song and say, oh, if I don't like this, you know, there's plenty of more artists that I can go to. So
it's kind of, it's really cutthroat, to be honest, for the artists.
It's crazy. And that's why I think, especially now more than ever, the artist needs to be
different.
But sometimes he needs to be more than just an artist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sometimes
that.
He needs to.
He needs that ego and that image around him to gain popularity, gain traction. Right. Yeah.
And there was actually this one thing that I saw where some record labels actually have a like a formula of how they make someone a superstar. And it was actually modeled after what they did with Lil Pump, which is basically, I saw like a little part of it. I don't remember too much of it, but I think most of it was like, make sure that they get in something viral. Does it necessarily have to be good or bad? Mm-hmm. And like, we're seeing like most of these people, like 6ix9ine or like Lil Pump especially, like they're getting known big for things that like you probably wouldn't want to be revered for.
Scandals,
you know, and stuff like that. And so it's like, once you make them that viral success, people are always going to be looking.
It's like the Kardashians.
Like, they don't necessarily do anything. Like, I'm sure Lil Pump probably did have some sort of like plan before he got picked up by the label, and other people around him like Smoke Perp and stuff like that, but they just all signed to labels, and after they signed to the label, they all just kind of fall in the same hole.
They're just cookie cutters.
Pretty much. So I mean, I don't know, it's a tough like thing to like really think about, because like, you want to say like, okay, like I know this guy, and like, I feel like me personally, like I know there's a couple guys at the school I go to, you know, they rap, so they're not necessarily like, I can tell like the quality of their music isn't necessarily up to par with like what I consider enjoyable, but like, I still kind of feel like, you know, I know these guys, like I should support them, I feel like I should support them. And I know another guy that I'm not gonna mention names, just, you know, for sake of privacy, but one guy that actually went to school, he was in my class in middle school, And he started just, he got into it. I didn't even know him. I didn't really, like, follow him after, because we weren't really, like, close like that or anything. But, like, someone, one of my friends, he was like, yo, did you hear the new track this guy dropped? And I was like, what you talking about? And he's like, yo, he's a SoundCloud rapper now. And I was like, what? Like this guy. And he was like, yeah, like, yo. And I was like, and in my head, I was like, okay, like, he maybe did seem like the person that would do that kind of thing. But I gave his music a chance. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna, like, go for it. Like, and, like, me being an artist, like, having people close to me, like, take on that role is almost, like, a little bit intimidating for me, because then you're like, okay, well, if they're making music and they're getting traction, I feel like I need to up my, you know, level of
competition.
Like, yeah, and like, I'm not saying it in a way that, like, oh, it's, like, scary for me and, like, keeps me up at night. I'm just saying, like, in the back of my head, that's like, wow, like, really, like, these people that I never thought would ever even think about making a song are now making songs that are getting 800, 900 streams, mm-hmm. whatever, because they're able to capitalize on the community that they're in, you know. And so, and, you know, I've tried to do the same thing too with my own career, but it's more like, for me, I want to focus on the music first. I can focus on marketing later.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I don't live alone. I don't have to pay rent and stuff like that. So I don't really have to worry about it being my number one source of income. You know what I'm saying?
Just put out what you feel, your quality.
Put out what I think. And I that's what I'm worried about. You know, as SoundCloud progresses, like, people take too much to that, and then having that image, because the SoundCloud rapper image isn't just, like, you know, you rap about, like, abusing drugs and drinking, partying all day long, but it's also, like, it's an expensive lifestyle to, like, keep up. And you see, like, all these SoundCloud rappers, you know, they're always wearing designer, they're always driving, like, fancy cars and stuff like that. Like, I'm pretty sure the labels that they're signed to maybe put in on, give them advances and stuff like that, but then you think about it and you're like, well, like, these guys have to continuously keep that up. And that's what I think is going to become scary, because, like, you're going to have people that are, like, poor, and then they see these rich people, and then they're going to be like, well, they made it, I made it, you know? And then they're going to always be, and then the standard for what, like, the dream is for the common people is going to be very blurred and not necessarily a dream we want to be giving people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you guys think of that?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean, I know that a lot of them won't have longevity, you know, in the future, and they're gonna end up, like, looking back at it, like, wow, what kind of mistakes did I make, you know, or what could I have done better? And not necessarily their choices, but just in the music, you know, because their music, I know for a fact, in, like, 5 years, we won't be talking about Lil Pump, and
everybody already figured out about 6ix9ine.
Yeah, you know, 6ix9ine, you know, 2018 was his year, you know. He was out there on IG always making these, like, he was always trolling everyone, and now what? No one talks about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just...
And the label took all the money.
Yeah.
He's in jail.
No, so, I mean, you
get
know.
Swooped up by a label, you get into this terrible cycle again. It just seems like a terrible cycle,
like,
for these artists.
Like, look at Smoke Perp. You don't even, like, hear anything about him anymore. You know, I think I personally think he fell off.
Yeah. It's actually funny, because I totally forgot. I never really got into Smoke Perp. Like,
yeah.
But this is one UK artist that I listened to. His name is Octavian, and he released his album. And I was just looking through the track list before I listened to it, because I always like to see, like, who's on it, you know, what to expect. And Smoke Perp was on it, and I was like, well, how did these two, like, get in contact? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm pretty sure it's, like, at that point where maybe, like, the label's looking for, like, okay, Smoke Perp's not gonna make it in America. Let's see if we can make it in the UK.
See where we can make it.
And then, but not necessarily, like, okay, we're gonna make numbers in the UK. Yeah, but we're gonna bring people from the UK over here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And stuff like that, because UK has its very, like, niche following.
Very niche.
Like,
yeah.
People like Skepta and the whole grime scene. Like, it's intense.
It's a very niche sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into.
It's hard to.
Who's
you
that?
Know,
that one girl that ASAP Rocky does a lot of music with. She was on Testing. Never mind. But yeah, she's like the perfect example of, like, super hard to get into, kind of, you know, grind music. Yeah, never mind.
Really? No, I'm gonna have that. To look into.
Yeah.
Is it a UK person?
I'm not even sure. I thought she was, but I forgot. Oh, AFK Twigs or something. Something Twigs. I forgot, but yeah.
Wasn't she on like what's that song?
I forgot. I don't know. Some Twigs. But yeah.
Some Twigs. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. Like, it's gonna continue to grow, but I feel like SoundCloud has offered the opportunity for people, and some people. I mean, there are people that are like taking off. And capitalizing on that, you know, I have the opportunity, so I'm gonna make sure I get the most out of it. But like, I don't know, I just see like the majority of them. I just see like the majority of them, you know, just taking the same route as everyone else.
Yeah. So along those lines, do you think the pros of SoundCloud outweigh the cons?
Yeah, I do.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah. The pros, right? Yeah.
I do not think so.
No?
I don't. I feel like just too much of the same generic things, and that covers and shrouds, you know, okay. The next acid rap, the next great album that we could be missing. Whereas if the opportunity to get in was much lower, then the people that do want to make it will make it.
Okay.
If they have the will, they're going to find the way. That's how I think.
And I think that still happens. I just think the biggest thing that's like the pro for SoundCloud is just being the opportunity, being the platform.
Yeah.
And I think if you take SoundCloud away, you lose a lot of people. And yeah, you're going to lose a lot of trash, but you're also going to lose a lot of gold.
That's true.
So I think, you know, even though like right now we might be like, oh, we just want the same ice cream over and over and over again, we're going to like be like more picky about it. You know, we're going to be like, I'm tired of this vanilla, I'm gonna get some like chocolate ice cream. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't think
we're gonna
add some toppings on it. You know
what I'm saying? Ice cream now.
Yeah, you know, but like I don't know. I just hope that we just come to our senses as like a community. You know, because hip hop is a community. It's not just the genre, it's way beyond just the limits of the genre and being music. Like
hip hop was a culture first.
It's a culture.
Rap is only a part of hip hop. Yeah.
It's a lifestyle now, I think. And so
it needs to have sub genres, you know what I mean? Like the trap, the
Yeah, and I mean we're seeing potential. I see potential in the way it's heading. We hit some rough patches in the last couple of years, but I think as a whole we're gonna be able to pull together and come to our senses and say, hey, instead of supporting the Lil Pumps and the Smoke Perps, and not necessarily like, oh, we gotta like disrespect everyone, but I'm just saying, instead of like supporting this music, let's support them in areas that like we can see they can grow, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think a lot of artists will ever get the chance to be on, especially from SoundCloud, be on the same level as a Kanye West or as a Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But if you put them on the right path, they could at least be going there instead of walking away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And who knows? Maybe one might get to that level. I'm just saying, at the way they are now, they just need to put a lot of work in and want to want it that much for it to, you know, manifest itself.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's all I got for you guys. You guys have anything else you want to close off with?
No, I think we hit the marks.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, this is our season finale of The Rundown by SPTF. Big thanks to our man Vincent for...
Thank you so much for having me. Super fun. Great discourse here.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to all the listeners.
Yeah, shout out to our general audience of two people. One day we're going to make numbers, you know. One day. We're going to keep growing our brand. We're just going to keep doing our thing. Yeah,
you know who you are.
but those who do support, we do... Thank you for taking the time out of your day. You know, sometimes these episodes can get a little bit long and a little confusing sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those of you that stick with us, we applaud you. We thank you. All respect to you. We just hope that, you know, you stay with us. Everybody, you get people to come and stay with us, you know. And we hope that we bring more good content for you guys to enjoy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm David.
I'm Jared.
And I'm Vincent.
We're signing out. Peace.
Bye. Yeah.